Today's share in the Daf Yomi is Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis. We begin at the Mishnah about 10, 12 lines down from the top, and we continue to learn for the safety and success of all the Chayalim. They should bring back the Chatufim, the Mheira, in good health. All those in need of Refuah Shleima should have one. Today is Purim, what I'm dictating this year. Mitzvah Hashem, everybody should have Simchas Purim, should be a Geula, just like there was at the time of Haman and Achashverosh. Our enemies were wiped out. Be'ezus Hashem, our enemies should be eradicated. And Be'ezus Hashem, there should be Shalom and all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up with the Mishnah. Mitzah Berefes. If you find an animal in a barn, the Gemara will talk about where this barn is located. Is it in the town? Is it outside the Tchum? We'll talk about that when we get to the Gemara. But you find an animal in a barn, so then Ein Chayba. That's not a lost animal. Don't assume that it's a lost animal. Assume that it the owner left it there, and therefore don't go and, quote, take it from there to find the owner and return it. However, if you find the Birshus HaRabim, not in a barn, so then Chayba, then that is a lost animal, and you're obligated to go and take the animal and safekeep it till you can find the original owner. If you are a Kohen, Rashi says, who Kohen, and you see an animal in the Beis HaKvaros. Now, Kohen, of course, is also to become Tomei to Tumas Meis, which, of course, when you go into a cemetery, you're going to be mile on the Kvaros, and it would be an Issa for a Kohen to do so. So if a Kohen were to find a Metziah, he sees a Metziah in the Beis HaKvaros, so lo yitame lo, he doesn't have the right to go and be mitame. You might think that there's an assay of Hashavas Aveda, and it should negate the los assay of not becoming Tomei, but as we've already pointed out previously, and we'll see it again over here in the Gemara, there's also an assay over here of Ketoshim to you, and therefore the assay cannot be docha, a los assay and an assay. So therefore the Kohen is not allowed to go into the cemetery to go and return the lost Aveda. Similarly, if your father needs something from you, if your father just tells you, don't do a mitzvah, of course you don't listen to him. But here, your father says, I need you to get me a glass of water. I need you to get something for me. So, if your father says, listen, you're a Kohen, go into the cemetery and give me that glass of water, or do something like that, so then you're not allowed to listen to your father. Or if your father says, Oshama lo al tasir, your father says, don't return that Aveda, go and do something for me instead. So in this situation, lo yishma lo, you shouldn't listen to the father, because you're being over a Isser in the Torah by not doing what you were supposed to have done. And you can assist your father at a different time, or do both for your father and the Aveda. So you can't just listen to your father when he tells you to go against Divrei Torah. And we'll bring Sukkim to support this and show this. And we even have to explain why there's even a Havamina that you should listen to your father and be over in Issur in the Torah. Mishnah continues and says, Parak Vitan, if you help to go and unload an animal, and then you loaded it up, and then you then unloaded the animal and loaded it up again. And we had this already previously in the Gemara yesterday, and here we see it in the Mishnah. Afilu arba v'chamisha pam, even if you have to do this four or five times, nevertheless, chayiv, you're still obligated to do this as much as is needed, because the Pasuk says, Shenemar, azov tazov, which we darshan out means, even if it's more than 100 times, you have to continue to do this as much as it's necessary. However, halach v'yoshav lo, if the owner is there, remember we said you're supposed to do this with the owner. If the owner is there and he's capable, he's strong, he's physically strong, and he's capable of unloading or loading the animal with you. And he says, no, ho, v'lecha mitzah, you got a mitzah to do it. I'm going to sit back here and have a pina colada. So, imrutzon chalifrog prok. And if you want to go do the mitzah, go do the mitzah. But he's not going to help you, and he's able to. Then potter, then there is no mitzah, because the pasuk says, shenemar, that you should do it with him. Azov tazov imo. You have to go and do it with him. And therefore, if he's not willing to do it, then you don't have any mitzah. However, if he's an elderly guy and doesn't have the physical strength to go and load or unload the animal, or chola, he's a bad back, or he's a sick person, and he can't go and load or unload the animal, so then, even though he's there and he's not helping you, chayev, then the obligation for you is to go and do this mitzvah. Likewise, the Torah tells us, the Mishnah says, mitzvah in the Torah, lifrok, avo lo liton. The Tanakhama over here says that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to go and unload an animal, avo lo liton, but not to load the animal. So the mitzvah is only to unload it, but not to load it. Now, this seems to go against the psukim, and the Gemara will explain why it's not. Rabbi Shimon Omer af liton, that there's a mitzvah also to load up the animal. And we'll see in the Gemara that the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon is whether you have to do it for free or whether you're entitled to get paid for it. So we'll explain this more in the Gemara, but everybody agrees that there's a mitzvah to load and unload the animal. It says b'fei rishon in the Torah. Then we have Rav Yosi Aglili. Rav Yosi Aglili Omer, Im haya olav yoser al maso ein zokuk lo. If the person overloaded the animal to the point that it wasn't appropriate, so then you have no obligation to go and help him to do so, because the pasuk says shenemar tachas maso, which implies a normal maso shiyochol lababo, a normal amount, then you're obligated to help load and unload. But if he overloads the animal, he puts on too much stuff, so then there is no mitzvah. The mitzvah is only tachas maso under normal burden. Okay, that's the Mishnah. A lot to explain still in the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava tells us, Rafa Sharma, that barn that we're talking about in the ratio of the Mishnah, it is a type of a barn that ain't no masa. It's not. It doesn't have a lot of openings in it that the animal is going to run away from it, but the ain't no mishameris. But it's not fully protected. So that's the havamina. You might have thought that in that situation, since the animal could leave from there, although there's nothing inducing it, so to say, to leave from there. But you might have thought that since it is possible for the animal to get out from there, it's not mishtameres, that maybe you should go and take it. So therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, Rava says, that you don't have to go and take it. And because, albeit it's not totally protected, it doesn't have anything there that's going to induce the animal to run away. Now, Rava now explains, and he says, Eino masa, how do I know that it's eino masa, that it isn't something that's going to induce the animal to run away? Midiktani, eino chayba, because obviously you're not chayiv, the Mishnah said. So if it was something that would induce the animal to run away, so then it is in fact a lost animal, and you would have to go do it. So the fact that the Mishnah said eino chayba, it means obviously there's nothing there inducing the animal to run away. However, veino mishameres, it isn't fully protected, and that's why it had to tell us, midi itzrich lemisne eino chayba, but that was the chiddush, that you're still not chayiv in it because there's nothing that induces the animal to run away, albeit it could. So you might have thought that you should take this animal and announce it and keep it until you find the rightful owner. No, in this situation, just leave it there. Because the Isoka Daituch Mishameres, if you're telling me that this was actually a fully protected type of a barn, so then why would I need the mission to tell me, leave it there? Hashta Mishkach Lo Abroi, Milo Legavoi. If you find an animal loose outside of the barn, it's out in the field someplace, you have to go and return it. And we had said previously, you don't have to let the owner even know. It's enough to return it to his gina or his chatzer or his chorba. So certainly returning it to his barn would be more than adequate. So if when you have it outside the barn, it's adequate to return it to a fully protected barn, so Mishkach lo mi gavoy mi boy, would it need to have a mission to tell me that if it was inside the barn that you don't have to go and return it, it's already returned? So Eloshmamino, it must be talking about Eino Mishameris, that it's not a fully protected barn, and you might have thought that you should take it from there, the Chiddush is Shmamino, that you don't have to go take it from there. Then the Mishnah said, Mitzvah berefes eino chayiv. If you found it in the barn, we had said you don't have to go and take it as a lost object. It's considered not lost. Amar Yitzchak, Yitzchak said, that depends. V'hu shomedes b'toch latchum. Now that's the girsa that we have. The Yavitz brings down that it should be toch hatchum. It just fits in a little bit better. In any event, if the animal in this barn is within the tchum of the city, so then that's when it's talking about that you don't go and consider it a lost animal. The implication is, Michlal, the Birshus HaRabim, if it was found in the Birshus HaRabim, even Bafilu B'toch HaTchum, that you would in fact, Nami Chayv, you would in fact Chayv to go and take the animal. So the fact that it's within the Tchum of the city doesn't mean it's in any way not a lost animal. Now, Ika de Masil HaSeifa, others learned Rav Yitzchok's statement, not on the Reisha, like we just said it, but on the Seifa. What was that? Birshus HaRabim Chayibah. We had said in the Mishnah that if you found an animal in the Birshus HaRabim, then you're obligated to go and take it as if it's a lost animal and try to find the owner. And on that, Amar Rav Yitzchok, Vuhu Shomed Des Chutz L'Tchum. Here he says that it was outside of the Tchum. In that situation, you consider it a lost object. Implication being, Michlal de Borefes, if you found it in a barn, afilo omed is chutz l'tchum, even though it's outside the tchum, but it's in this barn that's somewhat protected, then eino chayva, then we don't consider it a lost item, and you don't go and take it. Okay. Then we said in the Mishnah, Beveis HaKvaros lo yitami lo. If he's a Kohen and the lost item is in the Beveis HaKvaros in the cemetery, and he would be Matami Tumas Ohel and get Tumas Mace if he went in there, so obviously he doesn't have to go in there and go and get the lost item. Now the Bryce expands upon this and says, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shim Amalo Oviv Hitame. How do we know that if your father were to tell you, you're a Kohen, go and become Tami? Oh, Sha'amalo Al Tazir. Or if he tells you, don't go and return this lost object, Shalo Yishmalo, that you're not allowed to listen to your father in this situation, Shinama, because the Pasuk says, yes, Ishimo Veviv Tiro, yes, you absolutely have to have awe and fear of your mother and your father. But it says right after that, yes, Shabbos Hosai Tishmoru, but you also have to observe Shabbos. Now, it says, Ani Hashem, therefore, Kulchem Chayovim Vichvodi, everyone is obligated in the covenant of Hashem. So therefore, if your parents tell you to go against Hashem, well, your parents are also supposed to listen to Hashem, and therefore, you don't listen to them telling you to go against Hashem. You listen to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and not if your parents, Chas V'Shalom, tell you to do something kineged Torah. Now, Taimo, the cause of Rachmono, Es Shabbos Hosai Tishmoru. It seems it's only because the Torah wrote the words, Es Shabbos Hosai Tishmoru, Ani Hashem, that we, in fact, have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not our parents. If it hadn't written that, the implication would be halav hachi havamina tzayisole, or some have the gear so litzayis law, that you would have to go and listen to your father, your mother, if the Torah didn't give us this drasha. Now, Mamai, why? After all, Hai Asay, there's a mitzvah Asay, Kavedis Avicha V'Asimecha. So, Vahai Los Asay V'Asay, but to go and, let's say, become Tomei in a cemetery for a Kohen, there's an Asay of Kedoshim to you, as well as the Los Asay of not becoming Tomei Tumas Meis. So what would have been the Havamina to think, even if the apostles didn't say V'Asheh Sosai Tishmoru, that you'd have to go and listen to your parents? So the Gemara says, no, Itzrich, even if it wasn't for the fact that it said, Es Shav Shasai Tishvor, and Ni Hashem, we would have thought that you should listen to your parents. Why is that? Because, Saul Kedai Techaminach, I would have thought, Ho Vuhu Kash Kiyibur Ov V'Aim L'Chvodo Shamakim, because there is a comparison, an analogy, between the cover that you have to have for your parents and the cover you have to have for your Hashem. Because, Shinemar Kan Kabeid Sevich V'Simecha, it uses the Lashon of Kavod for your parents. And V'Nemar L'Halan, it uses the Lashon of Kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabeid Hashem Yonecha. So therefore, I might have thought, Hilkoch L'Tzayisle, just like you have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to listen to your parents. And you listen to your parents, even one might have thought, if it goes against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they're, quote, equal in terms of the kavod. So, kamash v'lam, the chiddush over here is, the lo lishmale. No, that's why it says, eshav shatay tushmoru, ani Hashem, meaning that if your parents tell you, rachmon l'tzant, to go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you listen to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and not to your parents. Then we said in the mitzvah in HaTorah lefrok, avol lo liton. The Tanakhama, it said, that midyoraisa, there's a mitzvah only to unload the animal, but not to load it up. So the Gemara says, "My avolo lito." What does it mean that you shouldn't load it up? The Pesukim say you should. Ilemo avolo liton klal. If you're telling me that means you don't load up the animal at all, how do you understand that? My shno apriko d'chsiv azov tazovimo tino nami yachsiv hakein to kimimo. It says b'feirish in the Torah that you're supposed to unload the animal. That's prika azov tazovimo, and it says b'feirish that you're supposed to load up the animal hakem tokim imo. So how could you possibly have a havamina? How could the Tanakhama really be saying there's only a mitzvah to unload, but there is no mitzvah to load up the animal? Can't be. So the Gemara says you're 100% right. Ella, what the Tanakhama is saying is mitzvah ben Torah lefrok bechinam, that the Torah tells you have to unload the animal. That is without getting paid for it. Below liton bechinam, but if you want to help and load up the animal, that you're allowed to get compensation for. You don't have to do that for free, elavas sechar, that you can get paid for loading up the animal. And that is what the Tanakhama's opinion is. Yes, there's a mitzvah of prika, to unload, and there's a mitzvah of tina, to load up. But the difference is, for tina, you can ask to get compensated. For prika, you can't ask to get compensated. You have to do that for free. Now, there, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, af liton b'chinam. He says both of them, the Torah is telling you, you have to do them, and not for compensation. If the guy wants to give you compensation, it's not also to take it, but you have to do it for free, both to unload and even to load the animal up. That's the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. And in fact, Tonina Lahor, the Tanur Rabbanan, this is in accordance with what we learned in the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Beferish, Perika Bechinom, Tina Besacha. The Tanakhama holds that to unload, you have to do that for free, but to load it up, you're entitled to get compensation for it. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Zu, Vizu, Bechinom, both of them are for free. You're not entitled automatically to compensation, even for loading up the animal. Now, what's the svar over here? My tamay d'rabban, what did the Tanakhama, the Chacham say that prika is for free, but tina is bischar? Because the soka daitoch ki Rabbi Shimon, because if you want to say like Rabbi Shimon, that both of them are for free, so then why did the Torah mention both of them? Lich tov rachbona tina, just tell me, tina, that you have to go and load up the animal, and if you have to load up the animal, Allah has kama v'kama, you have to unload the animal. Below by prika, you shouldn't have to tell me prika at all. Now, I know, I mean, because I would have said on my own, uma ti'ina, if loading up the animal is a chiyav to do so for no pay, the less by tzar balichayim, there is no tzar balichayim, the animal is not loaded up, so it is not suffering or any pain if you don't load it up. The lech is chasar and kis, and there's no financial loss over here. The animal is sturdy and strong, it's not being hurt by having the burden on it, so then, nevertheless, in that situation, you're chayv to do it for free, so then why would the Torah have to tell me prika? Because the ismei tzar balichayim v'chisar and kis. In that situation, there's both tzar balichayim and there's loss of money. The animal's getting weaker. So therefore, by prika, it's a kal v'chomer. If te'ina is for free, then certainly prika must be for free. And therefore, the Tanakhama says, why did it write it in both places? There should be a lo kol shekein. There should be a kal v'chomer. So why did the Torah have to tell us? To us, must be that there's a difference between prika and te'ina. Prika, you do for free, but te'ina, you're allowed to get compensated for. Prika b'chinam and te'ina b'sochar. That's a svar with the Tanakhama, the Chacham. No, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon, he says, my taima, after all, why isn't this the Kal v'chomer? He seems to also agree with the Kal v'chomer of lech b'chisar and kis and Lekha Tzar Bali Chaim. And therefore, if those two, you still have to do it, so then certainly you should have to do it where there is Tzar Bali Chaim and there is Chisar and Kis. So the Gemara answers, Mishum Delo Misaimei Kroi. We read this yesterday as well, because according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not clear what the Pasuk means. So therefore, if we only had one Pasuk, I would say, you know what? It means to unload the animal. But there is no mitzvah to load the animal at all. That's why it has to tell us both, even though there's a Kavach Homer, because otherwise we wouldn't know what it meant. No, the Rabbanim, why don't they say like Rabbi Shimon? Because they say, what do you mean you wouldn't know what it meant? Am I lo misaimei kroi? What do you mean the Pasuk isn't clear? One Pasuk says that the animal is crouching underneath the burden. In other words, the animal is lying down because of the burden. So the animal needs to be unloaded. The other one is the animal has already fallen down by the wayside, and it has already been unloaded. So the Ramu Inhu, that it's talking about in that situation, Utunayu Biurcha Mashma, that the animal and the packages are on the road. So according to the Chachamim, the Tanakama, so you do have the two psukim that are clear. One is talking about Te'ina, one is talking about Perika. Oh, the only difference therefore between them is one is Bishar and one is Bechinam. Otherwise it would have been the Kavach Homer. And what does Rabbi Shimon say to that? Rabbi Shimon, he says, no. Noflim Badera could imply Inu Utunayu Ilavayu Mashma, that the animal and the packages on the animal are on the ground. Not that the animal and the packages are on the ground. So therefore, it's not clear that the animal needs to be loaded up. Both of them could be referring to the animal, in fact, being unloaded. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Shimon says that there's a chiyuv to do both. One is loading, one is unloading, and therefore, the chiyuv to do both for free. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says, turn to Lamid Beis, Midivrei Shneim, from both the words of the Tanakhama, the Chacham over here, and Rabbi Shimon, we can see, Nomad Tzar Bali Chaim Daraisa, that the din of Tzar Bali Chaim is Daraisa, because they both have this Kavachom over here. And therefore, it must be that it's Tzar Bali Chaim is a Daraisa. Vafilo Rabbi Shimon, who says, okay, I needed the possible to tell me you do it for free, nevertheless, lo karma elam yishum de lo masai mikra, because he says you couldn't tell which possible was talking about Tina, which possible was talking about Perika. But Abu Masai Mikra, implication being that if the psukim were clear, so then he would have said it's unnecessary because Darshina and Kavachomer, we would have had the Kavachomer. Now, why is there a Kavachom? Mishumai. La Mishum Tzar Bali Chaim Darshinon isn't because of this idea of Tzar Bali Chaim. So therefore, let us learn from both the Tanakama and from Rabbi Shimon that the din of Tzar Bali Chaim is a din d'araisa. So Gemara says, not necessarily so. Because Dilma Mishum Di'iko Chisaron Kis. Maybe it's not Tzar Bali Chaim. It's only because of the financial loss. And this is how you'd have to learn it. B'hochi Kamar. Uma Ti'ina, that when you load up the animal, the less bechisaron kiss, since there's no loss, the animal is fine, so there is no chisaron kiss, nevertheless yechayev, so prika, unloading the animal, it's bechisaron kiss, the animal is suffering, it's going to get weaker, so therefore, there is a chisaron kiss, so lo kol shekein, so certainly you have to help. So, the kal v'chomer is based upon chisaron kiss, but lav dafka is it based upon tzar bali chayim. More questions is, this really? Utina ain't but chisaron kiss? Why are you telling me that loading up the animal doesn't have any chisaron kiss? You're right, the animal may not be weaker, but milo askinon dad hochi v'hochi bato mishuke. But the guy can't bring his stuff to the market. So he's going to be the last guy at the market. All the stuff has already been sold. Nobody's there at the market anymore. Or that inami asu ganve, the fact that it's lying there on the ground, God knows we're going to come and take it. V'shokli kol madi ikabade, and they're going to take everything. If the animal's moving, so the Ganavim aren't going to catch up with you. The Ganavim see that the guy is stuck there on the ground, so then Ganavim could come. So why he said there's no chisaron kiss? So therefore, this is not a good teret. And in fact, the Kal v'chomer is for Tzar Bali Chaim, and we go back to say that Tzar Bali Chaim is din d'oraisa. And I'll show you this is right. Tei that the Tzar Bali Chaim d'oraisa, because the Ketani Sefer, keep on reading the Mishnah, it tells us the din of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer, im ha'yo'olov yoser al maso, if there was on the animal more than it is capable of carrying, so then in this situation, you're not mechuyev to go and help the animal out. Now, ein zokuklo shenema, because the pasuk says, tachas maso, which implies maso shiyoch lamod ba, a normal amount. Now, that implies, lav miklal, the Tanakama sovar, that both the Chachamim, the Tanakama, as well as Rabbi Shimon, argue with Rosi Aglili. And they say, no, even if it's overloaded, you have to go and unload the animal. They don't darshan this tachas masoi the way Rabbi Yossi Aglili did. And therefore, zakuklo. Now, why? My tama, isn't it lav mishum de tzar bali chaim deraisa? Isn't it because it's a din deraisa? So Gemara says no. Dilma, in fact, the tachas maso'o plige. Maybe no. They're arguing about this pasuk tachas maso'o. In fact, everybody holds it's the rabbanon tzavar lechaim. But the Rav Yossi sova darshinon tachas maso'o. Rav Yossi says this pasuk says if it's overburdened, you're not mechuyev to go and do it. Whereas the rabbanon, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon sabre lo darshinon tachas maso'o, and therefore one has nothing to do with the other, and you have to go and unload it. But you can't learn out from here that tzavar lechaim is a din deraisa. And I'll show you, Teda, the Tzar Balichayim lav deraisa. Now we'll go the other way and say, I'll show you that Tzar Balichayim is in fact only a din derabanan, it's not a din deraisa. Because now reread the Reisha, the Ketani Reisha, Holach v'yoshav lo, if the owner says, listen, I'm more than happy to sit here and have a pina colada while you load or unload my animal. V'yom alo, ho v'yolecha mitzvah lefrok, since you have the mitzvah to go and unload my animal, cool, go and do it. Proke, go and unload my animal. I'm going to sit here and sip my pina colada. So in that situation, the owner is not willing to help, and the pasuk says, Emo, so therefore, Shinemar, Emo, so therefore, you're not obligated to help in that situation. But wait a second. If Tzar Bel Chaim was in the Raisa, Viso Kodaito, Tzar Bel Chaim, the Raisa, so then what difference does it make if the owner is a horrible person that he's sitting there sipping a pina colada while you're doing all the work? Mali Isi Lamari Bahadei, or Mali Kilesi Lamari Bahadei. What difference does it make if the owner's there to help you or not? If the din of Tzar Bel Chaim is a din deraisa, then you have to do everything to prevent this animal from being in Tzar. So, obviously, the Mishnah didn't state that. The Mishnah said, you're potter in that situation. Oh, it must be that Tzar Bel Chaim is not a din deraisa. Mor says, no, again, not necessarily. We can't prove one thing from here or the other. The Olam Tzar Bel Chaim deraisa. You could actually argue that Tzar Bel Chaim is deraisa. And when it says over here, potter, misam is potter, potter legamri. When it says over here, you're potter, if the owner is sitting there sipping a pina colada and he's physically capable of helping you and he doesn't, we said it's potter, but who says it means you're totally potter? It means that you're potter from doing it for free. V'duma potter b'chinam, but v'chayim b'schar. You have to do it because of tzar balichayim, which is a bit of daraisa, possibly, and therefore you have to go and do it. Oh, but in this situation, you can charge him for it. You only get to do it for free if he helps you. This is what the Torah tells us. Ki yisa labari ba'day, if the owner is standing there, so if he's working with you, obad gabei b'chinam, then you have to go and work with him for free. However, v'chileisa labari ba'day, but if he's not willing to work with you, so then you have to do it because of tzar balichayim daraisa, obad gabei b'schar, but you'll have to charge him for it. And in fact, so again, there is no proof that we can bring one way or the other for the Mishnah as to what the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon hold. Clearly, Rabbi Yossi clearly holds that Tzar Bel Chaim is only the Rabbanon, because he clearly says you don't have to go and do it in this situation at all. So Rabbi Yossi clearly certainly says that Tzar Bel Chaim is the Rabbanon, but we don't have any raya what the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon hold for this din. Not anymore as a simon, we always say out the simonim, behemas, behemas, ohev, sone, ravtson. This is basically the context of what the following discussion is going to be for each of these. So now the Gemara says, lema mesayale, the Rashi brings down that this is l'rova, this is trying to bring a proof to rova, the amal el, tzar bel chaim deraisa, that tzar bel chaim is in fact a din deraisa. And the Brisa says as follows, behemas, that's the first mnemonic, behemas, behemas ovi kochavim mitababa. If you have an animal of an ovi kochavim that needs to be unloaded, you have to treat that the same way you would ki behemas yisrael. That's the second behemas. So you have over here to unload an animal of a goy. Now, this works out very well. If Tzar Bel Chaim is in the Raisa, that's why. That's why you have to take care of a Oiko Chavim's animal just like you would a Yid's animal, because it's the animal that we're focusing on, not the owner of the animal, because the din of Tzar Bel Chaim is a din deraisa. Oh, that's a good proof. Elo Yamar Tzar Bel Chaim Lav deraisa. If you're saying it's only a din derabanan, so then Amay Metapel Bo Kibay Mitzisrael. Then why would the din be the same for a guy's animal as well as a Yid's animal? The din of Tzar Bel Chaim might not apply in that situation if it's only derabanan. Oh, it must be, since the Brisa says you have to take care of the behemoth Oiko Chavim to unload it just like you would a behemoth Yisrael. It must be that Tzar Bel Chaim is the deraisa. Mar says, not necessarily so. Hasa Mishum Eva, the reason why you have to do it is because it's going to lead to enmity, it's going to lead to hatred of the Jewish people. If Rachmana Litzlan, the word got out that we only help other Jews and we don't help Goyim, so then there'll be pogroms, Rachmana Litzlan. It doesn't take much to make pogroms. It doesn't take much to have anti-Semitism. So we have to make sure that we don't give them a reason for anti-Semitism. So therefore, the reason why you have to unload the Goy's animal is because of Eva, but not because Tzar Bel Chaim is a din deraisa. And in fact, the Gemara says, I'll show you that this is the correct way to understand this brisa, hochanami mistavra, because diktani, keep on reading the brisa, it says, imhoisa tu'una yayin osur. If what the animal was actually laden with yayin that is osur, yayin esach, prohibited wine, so then ain zakuk law. So then you're not allowed to go and unload the animal because you're not allowed to get any benefit or do any work with Yayin Nesach. Now, if you say that Tzav Alechayv is not a Din Daraisa, oh, that's why you can let the animal have the wine that is Yayin Nesach on it. Mishum Hachi Ein Zochuklo. You don't have to go and unload the animal. But if you're telling me Tzav Alechayv is Daraisa, Eliyam is Daraisa, so then Amai Ein Zochuklo. What difference does it make what the animal is carrying? If the animal's in pain, you should have to go and unload it. Shmuel says, no, that's not a good raya either, because Hachi Kamar. Latino Yain Asur Ein Zokuklo. What the Mishnah is telling us, even though it has Yain Esach on it, and the din is Tzav Alechayv is Daraisa, but not when it's dealing with Yain Esach. The Yain Esach, so to say, trumps the Itzah of Tzav Alechayv. You're not allowed to have anything to do with Yain Esach, and therefore, even though the din is Tzav Alechayv is Daraisa, this is the exception to the rule. Toshma would bring a right from the following braisa that in fact Tzav Alechayim is not the araisa, it's only the rabbanon. This is behemah selvikachavim umasoy Yisrael. If you're dealing over here with an animal that belongs to a guy, but the load that it's carrying is in fact owned by a Jew, and here the pasuk says v'chol dal to, that you are allowed sometimes not to go and unload the animal. Now, this is because the behemah is an obi kochavim. Now, if Tzav Alechayim is the raisa, so then amai v'chadalta. Why would you be allowed to go and not unload the animal? You should have to go and do it. Azov tazov mi baile. You have to go and do this if Tzav Alechayim was a din daraisa. Oh, mustn't it be that Tzav Alechayim is in fact not a din daraisa? Moritz says not necessarily so. Li'olam Tzav Alechayim daraisa. In fact, it could be Tzav Alechayim daraisa. But hasam, that price is talking about te'ina. It's to load the animal where there is no Tzav Alechayim, and you're not mechuyev to do that for an Ovi Kochavim. Moritz says, wait a second. Ihachi, if that's true, keep on reading. Ema Seifa. Look at the continuation of the price of the Seifa where the story is exactly reversed. Behemas Yisrael. Here, the animal belongs to a Yid. Umasai Ovi Kochavim. And the package on it, the load on it, that belongs to a guy. And the post says, Azov Tasov. You have to go and help him. The Ibitina, if you're talking about loading it up, so Amai Azov Tasov. Why should you have to go and do it? You shouldn't have any chiyuv to go and help the Ovi Kochavim. So therefore, it can't be talking about a situation where we're talking about Te'ina. So Gemara says, no, it could. Mishum Tzar di Yisrael, because the Yid, whose package it is, he's going to have Tzar, that his package is not getting to where it needs to go. Well, if he's telling me that, then Ihachi, then the Reisha also. I feel the Reisha Nami. Even though the Reisha is talking about Behemas Ovi Kochavim Umasoy Yisrael, so then there too, the Yisrael is going to lose out. So why do we say in that situation that you are allowed to go and not help him? So Gemara says, no, the Reisha is talking about Bechamar Ovi Kochavim, that not only was the donkey owned by an Ovi Kochavim, but the one who was leading the donkey, the one who was riding on the donkey or leading the donkey, was also a guy. And the Sefer, where it's talking about Behemas Yisrael, so there not only was the Behemah belonging to a Yid, but the leader of the Behemah, the Chamor Yisrael, the one who was leading the donkey, so he was also a Yid. And therefore, in the Sefer, there is going to be Tzara the Yisrael. In the Reisha, the Yid's not there. It's only the donkey belonging to the guy and the leader of the donkey who is a guy. So therefore, there is no concern in the Reisha for Tzara the Yisrael. Someone says, why did you learn it in such a strict way? My pasakta that the Reisha is talking about where the donkey and the donkey driver are both goyim, and the Sefer is where the donkey owner and the donkey driver are both yidden. My pasakta, why did you make it such a specific situation? Because someone says, stoma de milsa, the normal events are, the stoma de milsa, inish bosa chamri also, that a person with stoma owns the animal, he's going to be one that's driving it. So if it's owned by a guy, Mistama, the guy is going to be the donkey driver. If it's owned by Yid, Mistama, the Yid's going to be the donkey driver. And therefore, the bottom line is, this can't be used to teach us anything about the din of Tzav Alechayim, because we're dealing over here with loading up the animal, which is not a case of Tzav Alechayim. Mora says, but wait a second, that's not what the psukim say. That's written about unloading. How can you say that this Raisa is talking about loading it up and not talking about unloading? So Gemara says, now the girsa that we have is Amarle, so others have the girsa over here on the side. It says, Elo Homani, so who is the author of this price, which clearly seems to say that paprika, you're not obligated to do so. This must be Rav Yosef Glili, who says, D'omar Tzav Alechayim Lav Daraisa. So in accordance with that opinion, you're right, the price is that Tzav Alechayim is not the Raisa. But we know that that's the opinion of Rav Yosef Glili. But you can't tell us anything over here about what the opinion of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon would be. Toshma, we try again. Ohev lifrok. If you have a friend of yours who needs to have his animal unloaded, and you have visone, and you have somebody that's your enemy, he's not your friend, and he needs to load up his animal. Now, one would have said that unloading an animal that's in trouble should take precedence over loading up an animal that's not in any distress. Nevertheless, the Torah tells us, mitzvah bisone, that you should go and help load up your enemy's animal rather than to unload your friend's animal. Now, the reason why you do this is kidei lochufis yitzro, is in order to go and beat up Yetzirah. Yetzirah tells you, he's your enemy, go be happy that he's having trouble. No, we have to be pressuring our Yetzirah to not bother us. And therefore, as much as we're happy that this enemy of ours is having trouble, we go and help load up his animal. Now, we can only say that if Tzav Alechayim is the Rabbanon. So could I tell Tzav Alechayim is the Daraisa? So then how can you tell us, we want to be Chof Yetz Yitzro, you're going against the Daraisa? Gemara says, no, that's exactly it. Afilu hachi, kidei lachof es yitzro odif. That it's more important to subdue your Yetzahara, to go against your Yetzahara, is odif. It's more important to do this than even Tzav Alechayim, even though it's a Daraisa. So therefore, kidei lachof es yitzro is odif. That doesn't tell us anything about whether Tzav Alechayim is Daraisa or the Rabbanon. You could learn it even if Tzav Alechayim is Daraisa. Nevertheless, subduing your Yetzahara is more important. Try again. Toshma. Sone Sha'amru Sone Yisrael. That Sone that we're talking about, that you have to go and load up the Sone versus going and unloading your friend, is talking about a Sone Yisrael. This is talking about a Yid who is your enemy. Below Sone Yavikachov, and not talking about a guy who is your enemy. Because Amr Tzav Alechayim Daraisa, because if you're going to tell me that Tzav Alechayim is in fact Daraisa, so then Mali Sone Yisrael, Mali Sone Yavikachov, what difference should it make who the Sone is? You should have to go and help the person, whether it's a Sony Yisrael or a Sony Ovi Kochavim. If in fact Sarah Balechayim was a Din Daraisa, Mali Sony Yisrael, Mali Sony Ovi Kochavim. Where it says no. Mi Sabris Asone Dekra Koi. Who says that this is talking about the Pasuk in the Torah? As Rashi points out, you might have thought originally this was talking about Sony Shamu Asone Dekra, which says, Ki Sireh Hamor So Anacha Rovates Tachas Maso Vichodatomi Azovlo Azov Tazovi Mo. That Pasuk is talking about unloading. But our Brisa here, Asoni de Masnisen Koi, it's talking about the previous Brisa, where it's talking about Ti'ina loading it up. And therefore, there's no right here, one way or the other, as to what the din is by Tzar Balei Chaim. One more time, Toshma, we try again. And now we turn to Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. The Pasuk says, Rovei, it's the animal is lying down below Rav Tzon, and not that it always lies down. As Rashi points out, Rovetz is Mikre Hulo. It's just a one-time thing. Sherovetz Tachas Maso. The package was too heavy, the load is too heavy, and it collapsed under that load. Bipam Hazos. This time. Below Rav Tzon, as opposed to Harogil Bekach, Rashi says that it always is a lazy animal and it lies down. Another interpretation is Rovetz Velo Omed. It has to be lying down, and not that it's still standing up. And when it says tachas maso, for lo mifurak, it means that it hasn't yet been unloaded, that it still has the burden on it, it has the load on it, and not that it's already been unloaded, and it needs to be loaded up. Alternatively, tachas maso is the drush that we had previously, maso shiochel amod bo, it has to be a normal amount of load that it's carrying in order for you to have to unload it. Now, the Amr Tzav Balechayim Daraisa, again, if you're telling me Tzav Balechayim is a din Daraisa, so Mali Rovetz, Mali Ravtzon. What difference does it make if it is a one-time occurrence or it's always a lazy animal? What difference does it make, Mali Omeid, if it's standing up or if it's lying down? And similarly, what difference does it make if it's Tachas Maso, or Maso Shiochel Amobo, albeit that's only, again, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but clearly, then this can't be a din Daraisa. Someone says, no, Homani, this entire Braisa is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who we already said, Amr Tzav Balechayim Dirabonin. So therefore, there's no proof yet what the Chacham Rabbi Shimon would hold in regards to Tzav Alechayim. And I'll show you that this is correct, Tochanami Mistabra, because Diktani, the Braisa says, Tachas Maso, and whose opinion is that? That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Maso Shiochel Amobo, and Man Shamislei the Islei HaSvara, who is the one that holds this Svara? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Shmamino. So clearly this Braisa is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and we still don't know an answer as to what the din is by Tzav Alechayim. Is it din Doraisa or din Dorabonin, according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon? So now the Gemara questions this and says, Umi Matzis Mukis Lok Rav Yossi Aglili. Can this Braisa really be only in accordance with Rav Yossi Aglili? V'ho Ketani Sefer, Tachas Maso, we had a drush over there, V'lo Miforach, that it has to still have the burden on it and not that you're loading up the animal. Now, my lo Miforach, what does it mean when it says not that you have to load it up? It means that it is still with the burden on it. Ilema lo Miforach Klal, if you're telling me that it hasn't been unloaded at all, so then Hak Sefer came to Kimino. So then, of course, you have to go and help him. El Pshita Lo Miforik Bechinam. It means over here that you don't have to go and load it up for free. El Bishar, you're entitled to go get compensated for that. Now, whose opinion is that? That's the Chachamim. That's the Tanakama. So, man shom mislei di islei ha'isvara, the Rabbanan, the Tanakama. So, it can't be Rabbi Yosef Lili. Oh, and if we've shown that this Raisa says that Tzar Bali Chaim is not the Raisa, so now we've proven that the Chachamim, the Tanakama's opinion is that Tzar Bali Chaim is not a din Raisa. Mar says, no, la'olam Rabbi Yosef Lili. He, this still is Rabbi Yosef Lili. We said over here that we're dealing here with the opinion that you're allowed to load it up and get compensated. So, ubitiina sova lo ki rabbanan. In regards to loading it up, he holds like the rabbanan, that you're allowed to go get paid for it. But lav davka, does it not mean that it's Rav Yossi Aglili in this brisa, and we still have no raya to what the Chachamim's opinion would be in this case. This brisa is Rav Yossi Aglili, who holds like the Chachamim, and that you're allowed to get compensated for loading it up, but we still don't know what the halach would be, according to the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, as to is Tzar Bali Chaim d'Raisa or Tzar Bali Chaim d'Rabbanan. Bottom line is, we don't come to a resolution of this question, and it's Iboya de Lopshitlai. This is a question that the Gemara doesn't answer. Halach l'maisa, we pass in that Tzar Bali Chaim is in fact the Araisa. We learn the final b'risa for the Mishnah, Tana Rabbanan, ki sireh chamor so nachor, roveitz tachas maso, ki sireh, so yochel afilu mirochok. You might think that even in the distance, that you have to go and help the guy out. Tamar lomar, no, the pasuk ki sivka, the previous pasuk ki sivka, shor oivcha o chaburo toeh, hoshev tishivenu lo. So the previous pasuk already tells me that it's tifka, it's almost when you're right on top of it. So how do we reconcile ki sireh when you see it in the distance, and ki sivka when you're almost stumbling right upon him? So the Gemara says, "E kisivka yochol pegiya mamish." If it's just kisivka, you'd have to really be right there. Talmud Lomar kisireh. That's what it tells us. A little bit more of a distance. No, if it's a little bit more of a distance, then they want to say kisivka. Beizui reiyo sheish pegiya. So you have to have some sort of a compromise that accomplishes both kisireh in a distance and kisivka up close. So how do you do that? So shiaru chacham, and the chacham evaluated this and said, Echod misheva umechza b'mil. This is 1/7.5 of a mil. In other words, this is what's called a ris, v'zohi ris, and it's a certain level of closeness that you're within 1/7.5 mil. So it's about 267 amos. A mil has 2,000 amos, and if you take 1/7.5 of that, it's about 267 amos. That's the way Rashi understands it. Tosha says slightly different gear. So Tosha says the zehu ris. So he says is the garse rose, and this is the sheva umechza rose ole alpayim ama. That 7.5 ris equals alpayim ama. And this is learned out and brought down from the Gemara in Yuma, where the sarla azazel was taken out by the kohen, the Ish Iti that took the Sar out there. So it would say that each of these booths that he went to, there were different booths, so there was a company in each of the way, because it couldn't go beyond the Tum, only the Ish Iti could. So each of these booths was set up with 7.5 rus from one to the other, which was Alpayim Amma. So it's really the same thing, just a different Kirsa. Okay, and that's how we reconcile that it has to be Kisira and yet Kisivka. Finally, the Gemara concludes and says the following brisa, Tana, midade imo ad parsa. When a person goes and loads up an animal, he should go and accompany the guy for a parsa, which is 4 mil. Why? To make sure that if the animal needs to be unloaded, so you can help load it up again. Now, Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, he says, v'notos chai. For this, you're definitely allowed to get paid, even if you hold that you're not getting paid for go and loading up the animal. But here, you definitely are allowed to get paid for going and accompanying the guy for this parsa. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share. And again, I wish everybody a Freilich and Purim. Mitzvah Shem should be a Ace Geula for all of Klal Yisrael.